Hello, beautiful people. This is Dr. Julia on the Life is for Living. We are at episode 4. And today I saw three recurring themes today. Three like identical clients is what it felt like, all in a row. And I thought to myself, what? What's going on here? Oh. And in the moment, it didn't feel like anything big. But then I realized I needed to come share here. So what actually had happened is, what's really, really common. So I consult, and there's kind of a couple things. I am not so interested in exactly what your diagnosis is. My job is to keep you in the driver's seat of your own car, and I want you to understand your body, okay? And so three women right in a row were all the same type of problem. And I decided a long time ago that I was going to help people on a bigger level. And so when I see people one-on-one and I see the same thing three times in a row, it all of a sudden hit me, oh, I need to share this to my podcast. Except the first feeling is, oh, I want to help people. And then the second feeling is, I'm scared. So whatever it is, I am totally a chicken to come onto here. But I guess by talking about it, maybe it makes it feel better. Anyways, so circling back around, so then when I thought to myself, like, treating someone with an issue that I'm going to bring up is, like, easy. It's an easy scenario. And then when I see it three times in a row, I thought to myself, you know what? I should probably tell other people about this. But it was the fear that was trying to take me off of it. So before I go on to my next client, I thought I would just stop, push play, and record it. Okay, so the dynamic that I'm seeing, and this is for the situation if someone feels squishy in their skin. And you know what I mean. It's kind of that, like, that 10, 15 pound thing. And it can be higher. So I'm specifically talking about understanding your metabolism. And a very common organ for people to lose is the gallbladder. And so then when the gallbladder, you know, one reason or another, the gallbladder wasn't able to be saved. And so then there's a surgery, they remove the gallbladder. And when it comes to fat-soluble nutrients have a long storage capacity in the body, whereas water-soluble nutrients are depleted very quickly. So if, like, the vitamin C and the B vitamin families, those, when they come in, they also release quickly. Other vitamins. Now B12 is actually more like a fat soluble vitamin, or vitamin A, vitamin D, K, other long standing, all the good healthy fats, fatty acids, those nutrients have a much longer storage ability. So what can happen is issues from removing and not having your gallbladder can show up years later and you do not connect the two. So on average, people don't see issues with their gallbladder till it's been at least 3 up to 7 years before you'll see it. So the gallbladder is this little balloon-shaped organ. It's tucked up right by the liver, and it's actually just a storage sac for bile. And those of you who have gone through gallbladder stuff, you probably already know this, excuse me, but I'm still going to explain it. Bile is simply, like, think of Dawn dish soap. It is what mixes oil and water together. It's an emulsifier. So it is actually what gives us the slick, a lot of times, the slick in our bowel movement. And so sometimes gallbladder issues, you will see differences in your digestive movements. Now, if you don't have your gallbladder, an easy strategy is to just supplement with that, right? Just to take an enzyme with bile extract. If you want a vegan option, the plant that I think of for this is milk thistle and beets. But with that said, that is not, and actually, well, I don't see the vegan, I'm not into using animals a lot for nourishing ourselves, but I will say, I mean, for supplements and that kind of thing, I like vegan a lot of ways, but when it comes to, like, replacing the essentially an acid or replacing a digestive juice that you're now lacking, I actually see the animal product using some ox bile work better than the beets. But so the gallbladder is a storage sac. It sits up under the liver and it collects bile. Your liver makes bile. Your liver can always make bile. Your liver is like a slow drip system of bile. It collects in this little storage sac called your gallbladder. And then when the mouth senses a high rich meat, fatty foods, your body will squeeze. And so there is an excess of bile waiting to receive the fatty meal. What happens is when you have your gallbladder removed is you're not able to store up and then squeeze and have that excess. So what happens is the gallbladder is no longer there. There's usually some scar tissue, which can create other problems, but the liver is then takes over the job and drips, kind of does like a slow drip. And so you can handle a little bit, but not too much. And usually the first couple of years of after a gallbladder surgery, you're discovering where that middle ground is for you. So when you lose your gallbladder, long story short, your liver has to work harder and you are compromised in absorbing in your fat-soluble nutrients. So that's one piece that you need to know of this unique puzzle that three ladies in a row, I got to say this conversation. And then the reality is in a one-on-one consultation, I didn't have the time to go into all this depth. So actually, it's why I'm stepping aside here. So then, so now what we've got is a microbiome. A microbiome is the garden of microorganisms. And if any of you guys have been listening to me, you know that I call it the garden. And we have a beautiful garden and we have unique garden. Our garden is actually more unique to us than even our own DNA. It's our own kind of biosignature is the terrain in our garden. And a healthier garden is more diverse. Lots of different types of microorganisms in there. And when you are fats that are not properly emulsified, just sitting there and get rancid. You see the picture? I'm thinking like clogged, nasty piping. And it's just not pretty, okay? So then you get rancifying, is that even a word? Rancid oils that sit in there with the fibers, with the fermentation, with all the different microorganisms, and you can start to percolate and ferment some nasty, just the science experiment gone wrong from the very back of the fridge. So the microbiome is altered when you lose your gallbladder. In the beginning, the body can compensate well, but the microbiome gets shifted, and then that's the new normal. And then that becomes a stressor on the body. So not only, by the way, the digestive tract is where your body eliminates excess hormones. Your liver, let me go back to the liver. The liver is on the left-hand side under your ribcage here, size of a football. It's a gorgeous organ, completely regenerating. It's an absolute amazing, amazing created thing. The liver itself is the big oil filter for your oil. It's like filtering the blood. It is filtering your blood and it is activating and deactivating your hormones. And so anyone that has had high estrogen levels, that's the issue of either the liver not turning off and conjugating the estrogen, or it gets spit out. The liver spits out the garbage into the digestive tract. The garbage is then spit out and it moves down. If the digestive tract is not moving properly, if it has some compromise in it, if it's not eliminating effectively, those toxins sit in there and eventually get reabsorbed further down back into your body. And so the liver is kind of always trying to release the excess. I'm still picking on estrogen. The estrogens are still getting released, and except down further, they're getting reabsorbed. And so that will happen often. Female hormones, when you have too high of a specific hormone, it's not that you're making too much hormone necessarily. The reality is you're not able to excrete the hormones. And where you can't excrete the hormone is down in the digestive tract. So the garden here gets altered with not having a gallbladder, not being able to produce large amounts of bile when you have a high fat meal. Then that all becomes a stressor on your system. Your adrenal glands are these cute little peas that sit on top of your kidneys, and they are your helpers. Your adrenal glands help your body, help your hormonal system with so many things. They are the helpers. They're like the nanny. They will help your pancreas, keep your blood sugar stabilized. They'll help your thyroid with metabolic hormones. They will help your brain with your circadian rhythm, with day-night rhythms. They will help your kidneys managing your salt levels and your minerals. So there is so much that the adrenal glands help with. These adrenal glands get stressed out, or I don't know, but they get overtaxed, right? They've been working on excess. You can take beautiful herbs to help support your adrenal glands be more adaptable to the high stress scenario. When people talk about stress on our bodies, I'm not just talking about the media. I'm not just talking about, you know, someone honking at you or road rage or the bank calling. I am also talking about physiological stresses on our body, whether that's, you know, avoiding a cold or walking into a room that's overrun with all the synthetic fragrance and your eyes want to burn, or, you know, eating some junky food that feels like you just took a hit to the gut. All of those are stressors too. So there's this triad. Three times in a row today, gallbladder was removed many years prior. Don't take enzymes with bile in it, and that's okay. I mean, that's very, very common. It's going to correct that. The microbiome gets altered, and then the stress handling hormones go off. And then when the adrenal glands are, the adrenal hormones are off over a period of time, what can happen very commonly is people will then start to go low in their thyroid. Now, low in the thyroid is a beautiful organ, but the thyroid, oftentimes it is possible that the thyroid hormones can go off, and it's not primarily a thyroid problem. It's a secondary effect to something else going on. So sometimes the thyroid's off because there's an autoimmune situation. Sometimes the thyroid's off because there's this lack of nutrients or, you know, too many toxins. The thyroid is very, very sensitive. I would say the most sensitive organ to modern toxicity. It's been described to me by a practice mentor that the thyroid is a canary in the coal mine, and we'll see thyroid issues happen when we're getting into a time period where more and more toxicities are prevalent. Anyway, so then what happens is so stress handling has been high for this body. That starts to push the body into hypothyroid state. So then the person is on thyroid medications, making them feel better, yes, but not feeling quite right. And all the while, they've noticed their weight has been increasing. And not like skyrocketing, it's just all of a sudden like a couple pounds, and the texture, they feel very squishy. They feel very, and they're usually not super, super sharp mentally. And I say that with all respect, but your brain needs a lot of good quality fats. And so there's just a little bit of like, no, I'm fine. And you know that they're not as quick as they could be. And so you put that all together and you've got modern America. You've got a challenge. It's hard that all the amount of eat less and exercise more is not gonna quite break that habit. So what do you do to break that habit? First of all, the easiest way to intervene, I'll talk about three easy ways to intervene. Now, you don't have to do anything. It's your body. You do what you want with it. But stop bitching and complaining that you don't get what you want. I mean, the body is very, very adaptable. And more so than the body being adaptable, the microbiome, the garden is so, so adaptable. And so we can start to make small changes that have big effects. Now, this scenario that I'm talking about, what I ended up saying three times in a row, and I'll bring it here to you, doing a combination of like a powerful adaptogenic blend. So a combination of herbs, and I really like innate formulas, or I like anything that's pressed food. I love a whole food formula complex. So there are specific products out there specifically for adrenal support. Now, a lot of adrenal support is really stimulating, or a bunch of vitamins that kind of shoot you to the moon and then you fall out. Well, I don't want more stimulants. Usually people are so overstimulated, we actually need to encourage people to rest. And adrenal issues can show us anxiety or or depression, but there's that you're being overstretched for so long that you feel it, you can't really settle into yourself. And so a lot of adrenal products on the market tend to be too stimulating, and you can't keep accelerating. Like you can't just keep going and going and going. Like there is a moment that you have to just go, ah. And what we know about treating the microbiome is we have to learn how to exhale. We have to learn how to actually relax. Stress is stress is insane in how it can deplete the diversity and overall health of our garden. So our garden will take a dive just by us being really, really stressed out. And relaxing and actually making some time for leisure, or making some time for just kind of taking it down a notch, is actually a muscle that I think we need to learn to flex. So lifestyle things I've mentioned for these people is a rainbow a day, eating a variety of plants. That is a tool that I learned in school many, many years ago. Eating a rainbow a day, you want to have diversity in your plants. So you want to have, you want to stick some spinach leaves into your eggs or into your morning smoothie, and you want to have not just lettuce, you know, throw some radishes in there, or throw whatever, have a combo, you know, snap peas, what would be purples, dark green cabbages. You can even go into fruits too. Like there's so many beautiful fruits that are coming out, but you want to eat a rainbow a day. It would be the ideal goal. You also want to take some quiet time for yourself and to actively either pray or meditate, have some mindfulness time, take 10 minutes of quiet just to learn to build that flexing, that muscle to release the tension off of our nervous system. Two supplements that go into this plan is, again, the adaptogenic blend. I was talking about that earlier. Adrenal Response Complete Care is my absolute Cadillac top of the line favorite. I am not, no affiliation with them, but I love them. I've been taking a lot of different adrenal products, and I always shied away from trying theirs because they were too expensive. And then I realize why they're so well priced. You can actually get a good benefit taking one a day, which is amazing, because usually you have to take, you know, multiples to kind of feel anything. So that's a very nice blend. And then enzymes with bile. There's a lot of nice enzyme companies out there. I'm not like super in love with exactly one of them. But the concept here is you need diversity. You need, and then the specifically to replace not having a gallbladder, you want to have some ox bile extract, and you want to have some HCl, some acid. Now, if you have lost your gallbladder a long time ago, and if your garden kind of went awry, and if you know that you are having issues with heartburn and just feeling raw and in that gnawing digestive pain, you may not want to start right with the acid. If your body, you want to do enzymes with food though. You don't do enzymes with an acid, with bile acid, away from food. You do it with food. You take one or two with your protein meal, with your fat-containing meal, with your food, and then it'll just help digest. If by chance you get a burning sensation, if you're kind of feeling, oh, it's a little warm in there, you want to just eat more food. That is the fastest way. Eat more protein. It'll dilute it out. If you cannot tolerate that whatsoever, that is not the best sign. I will just let you know. It's fixable, but that's not something to ignore, okay? So what you would do is, there's other enzymes out there that have no acid. You would take just the more, if you will, gentle, but no acid. Now, your gut naturally, optimally, to work well, should be having acid and not be bothered by acid. But not everyone's like that. So what we do is we start with enzymes without acid, then the goal is to get to the enzymes with acid, and specifically with a bile, with ox bile extract. And that's how we get people going. Now, I actually got an email 2 days ago from a new client down in the San Francisco area, and she was kind of, you know, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, my job is to actually help you understand your metabolism. I don't do what everyone else does. Like, I want you to understand your metabolism. I want to see where's your weak spot. I want to keep you in the driver's seat of your own car. And so then I go, and I want to treat you for stress. I'm going to put you on a stress resilience, herbal stress resilience product. And she was like, no, 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 I'm not stressed. I just want to lose weight. But yeah, but this is going to make me lose. Don't worry. I hear back from her, big exclamation points. Oh my gosh, Dr. Julia, the adrenal products are life-changing! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Yes, yes they are. And the reality is we are so depleted and we are juggling so many tasks all at the same time. And as women, man, I worked with some very dynamic, powerful ladies who are just have these invisible superwoman capes and they are just soaring through life. And at the same time, they're like, I'm fine. I'm like, no, you're exhausted. And so your body knows this. Your fat is an organ. Let me say that again. Fat is an organ. It's all it is. Your body's job. You might be thinking about, you know, all the things you want to accomplish and what you're going to do and what your next meeting strategy is. Okay, that's fine. And what your kids need and what the to-do list, blah, blah, blah. Your body is making sure your primal, you know, physical body is making sure you're alive. Fat is an organ and it's often the backup plan for common stressors. And so one of the common stressors is just the daily grind on and on and on and on and on and not being able to ever relax. And so that will throw our system into, well, we're just so depleted. And so we'll go and go and go and go and go. And sometimes we don't even recognize the level of stress we have. And excuse me for being so bold, but I would rather mention it to someone. Hey, I think part of why your body is not releasing the weight here is because you're having a hard time with your stress handling hormones. And so the minute we start throwing in some stress handling, it does take about, oh, people feel it within the first 3 days. I'd say it takes about 7 days before you start to see a difference. Other people will notice in about 2 weeks. You know how it goes. So this is the whole process of like treating your body as your body. I'm not treating the disease. I'm treating the patient, the body. And I want, as a person in your body, I want you to feel like you're in the driver's seat of your own car. This allows you to know when you're going awry or not. You know what? I have to get in with my next client. And I can go on and on and on and on about this. So thank you. If you're with me here, thank you so much. I just want to review. We've got the gallbladder needs enzymes. If you lose an organ, you need to do something to replace the loss of function that organ did, okay? Your microbiome, your garden is a huge deal. So let me summarize then. Now we've got, this common scenario, you've got feeling squishy, you've got that extra weight that just won't budge, your hormones are a little off, and there's not one simple answer here. It's kind of a three-part stool. You've got to improve the amount of plants you're eating on a regular basis. If you have a hard time digesting those plants, start slow, start easy. Use some enzymes with a bile acid to be able to access that nutrition. We've got to start nourishing you specifically with targeted nutrients so that your body does not perceive lack. When your body perceives lack, fat is an organ. Your fat will try to store your backup plan. Your fat is often your backup plan. And so if you're having lack of nutrients coming in, and it is very hard to absorb ample fat soluble nutrients without your gallbladder or a bile replacement, because what's dripping out in your liver all the time is just not adequate for actually pulling in the nutrients into your system. So if you're not able to get those nutrients in, and if you're not able to digest the fats that are coming through your, that are coming into your mouth, and then your microbiome, the garden in here, just becomes kind of a sludge yuck, and it's not having a lot of diversity with the types of different microorganisms that live in there. How we encourage diversity is having a rainbow a day. The more diversity you have, listen, this is super important. The more diversity you have, the more your actual garden will burn calories. Your garden can burn 10 to 15% of your daily calorie intake. But if you only have a few strains and they're depleted and sick, You are not going to be absorbing, your garden itself will not have need to eat calories. You want a very diversified microbiome gut. How you know you have a diverse, and when I say more and diverse microbiome, this does not mean you're bloating. This does not mean you're gassy, quite the opposite. So if you are bloating, that is a sign that you're not as diverse that you could be. And we then summarize this, the protocol, sorry about this. And then what we're also gonna do is the herbal adaptogen. And so we wanna help your hormonal systems, help the helpers. You know, when you help the helpers, a lot of the little things get done that you don't need to know about. We don't need to micromanage our healing, but let's specifically target the things that our bodies are asking for and just watch the miracles happen unfold. So I hope that this brings someone some insight, some wisdom into their body. Thank you for listening, and love to you all. Until next time, bye-bye.